This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Last year, Japan finally passed a landmark law aimed at ending corporate sexism. Companies and bureaucracies with 300 or more employees must now reveal how many female workers and managers they employ and set targets for promoting them. A proposed law that would have helped Vietnamese citizens with the right to associate and build their own organizations was shelved once again. BlackRock says that more than 500 investment firms with assets over $3.4 trillion have pledged to divest from fossil fuel companies. If measures to stop global warming are fully implemented, oil company revenues could fall by more than $22 trillion over the next 25 years. The out-of-pocket maximum payment under the Affordable Care Act in 2016 for a family was $13,700 and for an individual was $6,850. Employer-provided plans fine 30% of the workers in high-deductible plans, with 20% in plans with an out-of-pocket maximum of $6,000. Germans are the world's best recyclers, putting 65% of their waste in collection bins, with the South Koreans a second place at 59%, and the U.S. hardly making the average at 35%. The Professor Watch List, a project of Turning Point USA, a conservative outfit trying to educate students about what they call true free market values, has listed nearly 200 college professors and accused them of advancing leftist propaganda in the classroom. Facebook is being threatened with criminal liability for allowing illegal hate speech in Germany if it does not remove such postings quickly. In dealing with Trump's conflict of interest issues over his private businesses, one option that has emerged, other than liquidating his businesses, is to hire a corporate monitor to report on all possible conflicts, similar to what is sometimes done with law-breaking businesses and investment houses. Almost a quarter of women in the Canadian military say they have experienced sexual assault while enlisted. And a little recognized benefit of the Affordable Care Act, officials at urban hospitals have estimated that before the law, more than half of their gunshot patients were uninsured, costing them hundreds of millions of dollars, and often leaving the injured with continuing problems now being fixed by states, at least that those states that have expanded Medicare. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.